Good night.
Dad?
Yeah? Oh, Bob, tell Harry I'll be right out with you.
Okay.
What is it, Rob?
Dad, I can't make it.
You can't make what?
Look, I've done 4 chapters of Spanish, 2 book reports for English, 7 pages of chemistry lab reports. I've done everything but this darn term paper for history. I can't get that done by Monday, Dad. I just can't.
How long have you had the assignment, Rob? Research book's 2 weeks overdue. Let's say you just didn't get it yesterday. But I don't see what the difficulty is. You've got the whole weekend to do it. Now, you better get at it.
But, Dad, wait. You don't understand. This girl, Janie Holmes, well, for 3 months now, I've been trying to get up enough nerve just to ask her to have a soda with me. And now she's asked me to go with her and her folks to Star Lake for this weekend.
I'm sorry, Rob, but I think the term paper comes first, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, I'll see you.
But, Dad, how about me writing that paper at Star Lake?
With Janie Holmes as inspiration? Who's kidding who?
Whom?
Yes, whom's kidding whom? Too bad, Rob, but if you feel you can't finish the paper on time, maybe you'd better call Janie and tell her you can't go. She might ask you again sometime. Good night, everybody.
Misery. Nothing to look forward to but misery.
What's the subject of your term paper, Ralph?
Oh, my favorite period of American history.
Well, that's wide open.
History? Hey, I know how you...
No, that'd be no good. Well, looks like you better call Janie and cancel out after all.
Gee, Robbie, I'd do that old term paper for you if I knew what a term paper was. Boy, he's really low. All on account of some useless girl.
Useless? Chip, at your age, that's true. And at my age, it's true. But for fellas in between, I'm afraid you've sold some details short.
Hello, I'm Janie Holmes. Is Robbie home?
Sure, come on in.
Hello, Janie. I'm Robbie's grandfather.
How do you do?
Fine, thanks.
I'm Chip. I'm Robbie's brother.
Hi, Chip.
I'll call Robbie for you.
Thanks.
Hey, Rob.
Well, who is that? Hi.
Hi, Robbie. I was just driving by.
Oh, I was just phoning you.
You were?
Yeah.
Come on, Chip. We'll have to finish the dishes.
Janie, is there something I have to tell you?
Oh, Robbie, I'm so glad you're coming with us this weekend. You wouldn't believe Star Lake. Out there in the twilight, a canoe and a radio.
Yeah?
Over the weekend, my folks let me stay out almost till midnight, 10:30.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, it's so beautiful at night. The moon comes right through the trees. Oh, Robbie, we're going to have an absolutely divine weekend.
Yeah?
We'll pick you up at 7 tomorrow morning.
To say that I'd be ready at 6.
Bye.
Rob?
Yeah?
Come with me. Come on.
Robbie, I don't really approve of this, and I'm not saying that you should do it. But if you do it, you got to promise me you'll write an extra history paper before the semester's up. Now, is that a deal?
Well, what's the mystery bit if I do what?
There's a bunch of ancient stuff out here from Dad's school days. Grandmother must have seen.
Yeah.
I found it. Looking for stuff for that Roaring 30s party. Bunch of Dad's old school themes. I remember seeing a history one. There it is. The Great Days of the Sioux Tribe. He got an A on it. It's 8 pages long. Just long enough.
Mark, should I do it?
Well, that's up to you. I wasn't even going to tell you about it, but... Well, when I saw that girl and heard that canoe and radio routine, I know what you're going through.
Hey, Robbie, I brought you some milk and cookies. It's getting kind of late, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm still not finished.
But you're going to finish, ain't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you better. Say, that was a kind of a cute gal that stopped in to see you, huh?
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to say yes. And don't spend the night down here on that, but make it good, will you?
Okay.
That's the boy.
You're doing math, Joe, but if you counted the words in those three pages and came up with 2,000, you've got problems in that course, too. Phyllis? That's a big improvement. You keep it up and the next one will be an A. Oh, and, Robbie, I'd like to speak to you.
Yes, sir, I didn't get my paper.
I know.
An F? Impossible, I was expecting an A.
And a letter for your father.
My father? How come?
You really have to ask? That's all, Robbie.
Hey, you missed a good dinner tonight.
Dad, there's something I've got to tell you.
Go right ahead.
I hate to have to tell you this.
Now tell me what.
Dad, would you please listen?
Oh, I'm sorry, Rob. It's important, huh?
Yeah. I'm ready to take whatever's coming to me.
Oh?
The worst part of it is I've got no excuse. I knew what I was doing, and I knew it was wrong, but I still went ahead and did it anyway.
What did you do, Rob?
It's worse when somebody has complete confidence in you like I know you have in me. I not only let myself down, but I let the whole family down.
Robbie, what did you do?
Dear Mr. Douglas, at your earliest convenience, I would like to talk with you regarding your son, Robbie. What does Mr. Armstrong want to see me about?
Well, I found one of the themes that you had written in school. I copied it and I turned it in for mine.
Well, that's pretty serious, Rob.
Yes, sir.
The great days of the Sioux tribe from Miss Pastore, room 107. I remember her. Funny way she gave me an A in it, huh? And this is the one you turned in. You got an F in it. Mr. Armstrong knew you copied it. I'm not surprised.
Dad, are you going to go see Mr. Armstrong?
Of course I'm going to go see him. I'll see him tomorrow.
Well, that's why I thought I should stay in my room and not have any dinner.
That was a good idea. I'll go see Mr. Armstrong. We'll talk about this later. Hmm?
Okay. I know it's not much to say, but I'm sorry.
I know. So am I, Robbie.
Dad, Robbie wouldn't even have known about that theme of yours if I hadn't shown it to him.
Oh, you showed it to him. Well, then you're partly involved. You know, Mike, there's a theory that the older members of this family are supposed to set an example for the younger ones.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, Dad.
Yeah.
Dad, if Robbie faints from hunger, can I revive him with a piece of chocolate?
I don't think that'll be necessary, Chuck.
But
can, I guess.
Now, go on upstairs. It's time to go to bed.
Not even a glass.
Run along.
You're riding a little rough, aren't you, Steve?
Bub, Robbie brought home a note from one of his teachers saying he wanted to see me. Now, Robbie knows he's done wrong, and a father has to take a stand someplace.
Why did you have to save those old papers anyway?
I didn't save them. I just didn't throw them away. Bub, if there's one thing I can't stand, it's dishonesty. And what Robbie did was dishonest. So it's not going to hurt him to sit up there and think about it for a while. Good night.
Good night. Oh, Steve, you're right. But you won't be any less right if I could take him up a little sandwich or something.
No. Good afternoon. Hello, Rob.
Mr. Armstrong, this is my father.
Yes, I know. We met on parents' visiting day.
Yes, how are you, Mr. Armstrong?
Robbie, I think it's better if your father and I talk alone about this.
You can wait out in the hall for me.
Okay, Dad.
Well, Mr. Armstrong, I guess I don't have to tell you, this was pretty much of a shock to me.
As it was to me.
Robbie's no angel, but I've never known him to do anything basically dishonest. And let's face it, copying this theme is cheating.
I couldn't agree with you more. I take it you've compared these two papers.
Yes, I've looked at them.
And this is the one you wrote a good many years ago.
Yeah, that's right. Tell you the truth, it was so long ago, I don't remember much about it. Did get an aid, and
I don't wonder. The ultimate disintegration of the indigenous aboriginal society of the Sioux Nation occurred with dramatic suddenness, even though the evidences of that disintegration were dispersed over the greater part of the century. Mr. Douglas, how old were you when you wrote this?
Oh, I must have been around 15, I guess.
That's rather mature historical writing, isn't it?
Yes, it is rather good, isn't it?
It was so good, in fact, that the original was published.
Published? Really?
Yes, in 1874. I thought it sounded familiar, so I checked back. Chapter 7 of Nelson's The American Indian and His Culture.
The ultimate disintegration of the... I don't know what to say.
I don't wonder. In your position, I wouldn't know what to say either.
Dad, that must have been a real ordeal for you. To be a father and have a teacher say the things about his son that he probably said about me. But what I mean is, if a guy has a lousy father, then that's one thing. But with a father like you...
Robbie, will you pipe down?
Dad, I was just trying to explain how sorry I am.
What do you mean, should you tell him? Well, if you don't, you get the Hypocrite of the Year award.
I know that. But how? How do I tell him?
How do you tell him? Well, you walk right up to the kid and you say... Yeah, how do you, Tom?
I'll just have to think about it for a while, but...
Well, you better come up with something.
I thought I heard classical music from in here.
Yeah, I'm getting in the mood.
What for?
Well... I'm going to write a theme for Mr. Armstrong. It's going to be about honesty. How it pays to do the right thing, because if you don't, it always catches up with you in the end.
Yeah. I'm just an accessory, and I feel guilty. You like that great music?
No. This theme has got to be so great that it'll be published in magazines, and people stop dead on the street and say... Boy, that's a great son you've got there. Dad'll be so proud, he'll forget his kid acted like a... Well, like a crook.
Oh, I wouldn't say a crook exactly. Maybe more like a cheat.
Yeah, maybe cheat is the word.
Hey, look, Bob.
if I can help.
Are you kidding? That's how this whole mess started in the first place.
I want to talk to you.
Yep. Whatever punishment you think is fair is okay with me. But if it affects my allowance, I do owe Mike $4.
That isn't what I wanted to talk to you about, Rob. You think you let me down when you copied that paper.
I know I did, Dad, and I have...
I'm a fine one to set standards for anyone.
And of course you are.
I know it's too much to expect that you'd forget, but... Well, maybe you can forgive.
Forgive you for what?
And it's no defense to say I don't remember doing it.
What did you do, Dan? The Great Days of the Sioux Tribe. That's exactly the same as the thing. Dad, you mean...
I copied it too, Rob. I can't remember how or when or why. Maybe there was a Star Lake and a Janie for me, too. I don't remember. There's the evidence.
I'm sorry. Thanks for telling me.
Sure.
Dad, about Mike and Chip. Well, they don't have to know. What I mean is... A brother like me doing something is one thing, but...
I know what you mean, Rob. When a father does that, something else again. That's what you mean. I wouldn't want them to know, Rob. This will be just between you and me. Well, that's all I have to say.
Dad? Dad, I know it must have been hard for you to tell me. Now, we missed you at dinner. You better get something to eat.
I'm not very hungry right now, Rob. Did Robbie find this theme of mine in that old trunk upstairs?
Yes, I think that's where he found it.
Come on with me. It has to be in here someplace.
What are you looking for?
Right here. I got it, Bob. Yeah. Faculty. Art department, biology department, chemistry. Home economics department. Yeah. Bob, what does it say down in the corner of that page there?
Says Miss Pastore, room 107.
Now look at this, Bob. Gertrude Pastore, head of the typing department.
But I still don't get it.
Don't you see, Bub? That wasn't a theme. That was a typing assignment. I was supposed to copy it. I didn't cheat after all.
Wow. Bully for you.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, that leaves us right where we were. You're out in the clear, and Robbie's still in the doghouse.
Oh, I wouldn't tell Robbie about this for anything, Bob. You know something? He and I were closer tonight down in his room than we've ever been. He thought I, well, that I had feet of clay, and he was still on my side.
Oh, Steve, let's get to bed. My feet of clay are freezing. Steve, did you ever see Janie Holmes?
Oh, yes, I've seen her.
Well, just supposing it were 30 years ago and she invited you to spend the weekend with her at Star Lake.
I'm glad I don't have to answer that question, but...
Stay tuned for another episode of My Three Sons as this twice as nice morning continues here on TV Land.
Thank you.